We are witnessing the results of abusing the authority of the United Nations Security Council and ignoring the opinion of regional organizations, in this instance, the African Union, which are supposed to be the United Nations partners in the maintenance of international peace and security. Mr. President, my country, Zimbabwe, is committed to a fair, just, and effective United Nations in which multilateralism, inclusivity, and transparency replace unilateralism, exclusion, and backroom deals. The Charter of the United Nations is built on the bedrock of the sovereign equality and independence of its members, without distinction as to their geographical size, economic might, or any other endowments or qualifications. We are deeply attached to these principles and call on other members of the United Nations to be similarly disposed. The United Nations was set up, among other purposes, to, and I quote, develop friendly relations amongst millions, unquote. Zimbabwe desires and is committed to nurturing friendly relations with other nations, but it cannot tolerate interference in its domestic affairs. We invite other countries with which we may have differences, including the United States and the NATO powers. We invite them, if they have differences of whatever nature with us, to eschew threats, pressures, and punitive actions in favor of reconciliation, friendship, and dialogue. I therefore denounce in the strongest terms the illegal sanctions that are imposed on my country by the European Union and the USA, and call for their immediate and unconditional removal. We don't know what wrong we have done to the United States, and can it leave us free and independent to do our own thing, please? Once more, I put it on record that my country is desirous to live in harmony with all countries, big and small. We have peace in Zimbabwe just now. We don't want war. We don't want interference. We don't want to hear of regime change at all. The 70th anniversary of our organization has been marked, Mr. President, by the adoption of a far-reaching agenda which has the potential to drastically transform our world in all aspects. We are under no illusion about the challenges that lie ahead, but we are not discouraged either. Humankind has, over the epochs, demonstrated an immense tenacity in overcoming inertia and resistance to change. Now is our time to leave our own positive mark in the history of human development and interaction. Posterity, I repeat, expects no less from us. I thank you.